Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
I want to speak to you this morning on the subject of the faithful God. The faithful God. And we're going to use Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9 for a text. And I do want to encourage you, if you do have a Bible handy, you might want to open it with me. We're going to turn to a lot of scriptures. We're going to quote quite a few scriptures. And that's one of the most enjoyable things to me about studying God's Word is seeing it for myself, seeing it with my own two eyes. So open your Bible there if you have it handy, and let's read these things together. Deuteronomy 7, verse 9 says, "Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God." He is God. The faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to a thousand generations. That's wonderful, isn't it? The Lord thy God is God, the faithful God, the God that keeps His covenant. Our God is the faithful God. Faithful. Thank God that's who He is. Thank God that's His character. Thank God that's what He's promised to us in His covenant. Faithfulness. Faithfulness is something that we don't know anything about. Not really. I wish we did, but we don't. I could list many, many ways that we have been unfaithful. Indeed, unfaithful in thought. Unfaithful in the heart to everything that we've ever come in contact with. Not just God, everything we've ever come in contact with. But most importantly, how many ways and how many times have we truly been unfaithful to the Lord Jesus Christ? How many ways, how many times? That's just how we are. That's our nature as sinners. That's all we can do is be unfaithful. That's our attribute. If you want to describe sinful man, that's a good way to describe him. Unfaithful. But this right here is His attribute. If we want to describe our God, this is how we describe Him. Deuteronomy 7 verse 9 again says, "Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God. The faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to a thousand generations." A thousand. Now, as I said, we're going to turn to quite a few scriptures. So here we go. Psalm 40 is the first one. If you want to turn with me over there. Psalm chapter 40. This is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to His Father. Many of the scriptures, and especially the Psalms, are messianic Psalms. They are the words of Christ Himself, and this is one of them. Psalm 40, verse 10, He said, "I have not hid thy righteousness with my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness." I've declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. "I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation." Our Lord said to His Father, "I've declared truthfully who you are. I've declared your faithfulness. I've declared your salvation. I've declared your loving kindness. I've declared your truth." What a wonderful word to hear, that declaration of the good news. Over in Psalm 89, if you'll turn a few pages over to Psalm 89, verse 1 here says, "I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant. Thy seed will I establish forever. That's his promise. I'll establish my seed forever and build up thy throne to all generations. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord. Thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who can be compared to the Lord our God? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Who is faithful like you are? Whose faithfulness can be compared to your faithfulness? Now, let's see his faithfulness. This right here is glorious. In the same chapter, Psalm 89, look at verse 28. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of the heaven. If his children forsake my law, and we have. He said, if his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgments, if they break my statutes, and we have. If we're honest with ourselves, we know we have. But he said, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, and we haven't, we cannot glory and say we've kept his commandments. We haven't. Verse 32, he said, then will I visit their transgressions with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. They will be disciplined for it. Verse 33, he said, nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. I will not. My covenant will I not break. I've made a promise, and I will not break it, no matter what my chosen seed does concerning sin against me. In the covenant of the blood of my son, I will not break it. I will not break my promise. He said, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever in his throne as the sun before me. That's wonderful. That's a promise. That's a faithful God. He said, I know they're going to sin against me. I know they won't keep my commandments. He said, nevertheless, I will not break my promise. I will not break it. My son died for them. My son died to pay for that sin. And I'll never break the promise that's in his blood. Never. Never. Faithful. Look with me, if you would, over at Revelation chapter 19. Revelation 19, verse 11 says, and I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. Faithful and True. That's what heaven calls Christ. Faithful and True. That's his name. One man said, far above all finite comprehension is the unchanging faithfulness of God, far above anything that the human mind could comprehend, is the unchanging faithfulness of God. We cannot fathom how faithful He is. Can't fathom it. That man went on to say, He never forgets and He never fails His own word, Never. If He said it, He will not forget that He said it. And He will not fail His own word. He will not. Every declaration, every promise, every prophecy, every warning, every word, He'll make it good. Every word. Not one word of His shall fail. Not one word. Now here's proof of that. Back in Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, God told Noah. He said, "While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease." They'll keep going. And they have. That's a promise God made to Noah. And they have. They've continued just like He said they would. In Genesis 15, God told Abraham, "Your seed, the children of Israel, they shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and they're going to serve them. For 400 years, they're going to be in bondage to them." And they were. Bondage to Egypt, just like God said they'd be. God said through Isaiah, He said, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel." And she did. That's exactly what happened. And we could go on with example after example after example of God's word and Him bringing it to pass. We could just keep on going. His promise. And Him bringing it to pass. Every promise that He has ever made, He has either faithfully carried it out, or He will faithfully carry it out. He's either already completed His promise, or He will bring that promise to pass. Now, I want us to see three things about His faithfulness. Number one, He is faithful in the saving of His people. He is so faithful. He is faithful in making reconciliation for them. We have sinned against Him. We need to be reconciled to God. Because of our sin, we were separated from God. We were cast out. Our union was severed, and we need reconciliation. And He is faithful in making reconciliation for every soul God the Father gave to Him. He's faithful in interceding for them. Number two, He is faithful in providing for His people. And that's good news. We all have worries. We all have fears. Every day that God's sheep, He calls them, His chosen, every single day that they remain on this earth until He gathers them to Himself, He's going to provide for them. Every single day. And number three, He is faithful in preserving His people. If He started the work, He will finish it. He is going to finish it. Now turn with me, if you would, to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13 says, "If we believe not," and none of us began in our salvation by believing on Christ. None of us. Faith to believe on Him is a gift from God. God chooses a sinner, and God provides faith to that sinner in His kindness, in His mercy. And none of us started out believing on God. That's the result of His work in us. That's the result of His grace to us. By grace, we're saved through faith, and that's not of ourselves. That's the gift of God. That's Ephesians 2, verse 8. And it says, "If we believe not, yet He abideth faithful." He cannot deny Himself. Now, if God is making intercession to God on our behalf, God cannot deny Himself. He cannot. Christ said, "I and my Father are one," and they are. There is one God. They are three persons, but they are one God. He said, I and my Father are one. And if God the Son makes intercession to God the Father on our behalf, if He pleads His own blood on our behalf, if He pleads His death and His suffering and His payment for sin on our behalf, God the Father cannot deny God the Son. He cannot. If that is the will of God the Son, that we should be saved, then that is the will of God the Father. They are one. They're one. Here's the amazing news for God's chosen people. If we believe not, He is still faithful. He's still faithful. Somebody will say, now wait a minute. I thought you had to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in order to be saved. I thought that's what God's Word said. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. I thought without faith it was impossible to please Him. I thought that's what God wrote in His Word, Hebrews 11. Without faith it's impossible to please Him. That's correct. That's right. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. But here's the truth of the matter. Here's the truth for every single one of us. If you'll turn over to Ephesians 2, it says in verse 8, by grace are you saved through faith. That is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Not of works, lest any man should boast. A sinner cannot claim the work of believing on God. A sinner cannot claim the ability to please God by producing faith. It is not possible for a sinner who is born dead in trespasses and sins. And that's what he said in verse 1. You hath he quickened. How did life come? How did faith come? How did salvation begin? By God quickening us. By God quickening a sinner. Quickening His people. And you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. And He goes on to say, we walked according to the course of this world, just like every other sinner against Him. Verse 4, He said, but God, who's rich in mercy for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, He quickened us together with Christ. By grace, you're saved. You know what that means? It means He's faithful. He's faithful. And He said in verse 6, He's raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That means He's faithful. He did what He promised He would do. Verse 7, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. He's going to prove that faithfulness. God is faithful. And He proves it to His people. He did not start the work in order to not finish the work. He's faithful. Even though we do not believe on our own, yet He's still faithful. He provided that faith and provided us the means to please God. He's faithful. When it comes to saving the sinful soul, the soul that was given to Him, He has always been and He will always be faithful. Wonderful news. Now turn with me, if you would, to Lamentation chapter 3. This is one of my favorite scriptures. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 21 says, this I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. I dwell on this, I think on this, and this is what gives me hope. Verse 22 says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. When it comes to everything that we need, every morning when we wake up, every single morning for God's people for the rest of our days on this earth. Because He did choose to have mercy on us and He did choose to redeem us. For God's people, every single morning that they wake up is a morning full of brand new mercy. It's a morning full of brand new faithfulness from God the Father. Great is His faithfulness. This is what we recall to our mind, and this is what gives us hope. Verse 24 right here says, "The Lord is my portion." Everything we need a portion. If we're going to survive, we need to be given a portion. Well, everything we need, He will provide for us. And the reason is because He is our portion. We have Him. We have everything that's in Him. We have everything that He is. Brand new every morning is this portion, this great and wonderful portion. We have His mercy. We have His compassion. We have every provision we could possibly need. Every single one. This is what David said. He said, "I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." Never. If God has chosen to have mercy on a sinner, God will take care of that sinner. That sinner will not be forsaken. That sinner will not beg bread. Every single thing that God's people need will be provided. He's faithful. It's His promise. And He's faithful. Turn with me, if you would, over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23 says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it." Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. If He has called you to Himself, called you to His gospel, He'll preserve you all the way to the end. He will. If God has saved you, people ask that question, "You believe in once saved, always saved?" Well, that depends on who saved us. If we saved ourselves, no, I don't. If I made a decision, I can change my decision. But if God saved me, He'll save me all the way to the end. All the way to the end. Faithful is He who calleth you, who will also do it. If He started it, He will finish it. He will. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 6 through 9 say, "Even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end," all the way to the end, "that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord." God is faithful. He's faithful all the way to the end. That's the greatest news I know to tell this morning. That's the greatest news I know to tell. God is faithful to His people. Even though we don't deserve it, none of us deserve it, He's still faithful. I'm going to close with 1 Peter chapter 4. If you're turning with me, go over to 1 Peter chapter 4. And while you're turning over there, I want to quote Hebrews 10, verse 23 to you. It says, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised." Let's hold fast the profession of our faith. Hold fast. What that means is let's believe Him. Here is His promise to us. Let's believe Him. Let's hold on to every word that He's promised us in His covenant. And the reason is because He's faithful. Believe Him. Bow to Him. Look to Him because He's faithful. right here in 1 Peter 4, verse 19 says, "Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him." What's going to keep my soul? He is. That's my only hope. He is. Let them keep the commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. That's who He is, a faithful Creator. We can commit our all unto our faithful Creator. Chapter 5, verse 7 right here says, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." He cares for you. He's faithful. This is what He said. "I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you." And if God the Father gave us to Him, He won't. If God chose to show mercy to us, He won't. And the reason is because He's faithful. He's faithful. That's our only hope. We look to Him, we bow to Him, and we trust Him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe that God chose whom He would choose. And He said He chose sinners. Are you a sinner? Well, that's who He chose. One man said, and I love this, the Apostle Paul said, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I'm the chief. He said, "I'm so glad He didn't say my name. If it said my name, I would think there could be somebody else with my name. But He said sinners. And I know beyond any shadow of a doubt, I'm a sinner." And if you're a sinner, that's who Christ came to save. Believe on Him. Commit your all to Him. Commit your trust to Him because He's faithful. He's faithful. Thank God. Our God is the faithful God. May He keep us. May He watch over us. And may He bring us to be with Him for all eternity. Till next week, may the Lord bless His word to our hearts.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, you can write to our physical mailing address at 905 Yadkin Street, Kingsport, Tennessee, 37660, or log on to our website at ksgctn.org. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship at 10:45 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m., Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Please tune in next week for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.